Captain?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like who, for instance?
Like I say, if they was kidding around about it, they say, he's the captain, you know. Just talking about who was over, say, he's the captain.
Do you ever hear him pronounce it differently?
Captain?
Yeah. Okay. The man who's in charge of the county court, he's the
judge.
Okay, and you'd say that we are what? Since we go to school, we're both
students.
Okay. And the lady who types and files and does that kind of work?
Secretary.
Okay. What about a woman who appears in plays or movies? She would be
actress.
And our nationality, we're both
Americans.
Okay. All right, some parts of the body, again, just for pronunciation. What would you call this part right here?
Well, forehead.
Yeah, this is all my
hair.
Gold.
Beard.
Yeah, this is my
hand.
Got two.
Fingers.
Boy.
Two hands.
All right, make a
fist.
Got two.
Fist.
Yeah, this part right here.
Palm.
Okay. What about this right here?
Here.
Which one?
Left.
Left what?
Here.
Together.
Left ear.
And the other one?
Right ear.
Okay. And this is my
mouth.
Yeah. Somebody might fall and break his
neck.
Yeah. Or get a bone stuck in your
throat.
Now this part that you can see on some people.
Adam's apple.
Another name for it?
Adam's apple.
Different name for it.
Adam's apple. That's all I know.
You ever heard of Google?
I heard somebody say they had a goose neck, you know, when they had a big Adam's apple. So they had a goose neck.
Goose neck, okay. And these are all my
teeth.
There's one.
Tooth.
Okay, the fleshy part?
Gums.
All right. What would you call a place where two bones meet? That's a
joint.
Okay, upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
And he has broad
shoulders.
All right. This is my left
leg.
And that's my left
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Okay. You have a name for this part right here?
Shin.
Okay. What about this part right here?
Thigh.
All right. Let me ask you about this experience. Say if a little boy wanted to hide from me, wanted to scare me, if he was going to be to conceal himself behind the couch, say he had to do what so I couldn't see him?
Stoop.
Okay. Another word I might do.
Duck.
Okay.
Bend over.
Okay. You ever say squat?
Yeah, squat, okay.
Now, the expression hunker down to me is squat. Have you ever heard that? All right. So you probably haven't heard this part of your leg called your hunkers or your haunches.
Haunches, yeah, not hunkers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this expression, if a man has been sick, you might say, well, so-and-so is up and around, but he still looks a little
peaked.
Yeah. What about
Peek it up hell.
Okay. A man who is very muscular, can lift heavy weights, you say he's very
built, not strong.
What about somebody who always is smiling, has nice things to say about people? He's very
nice, cheerful.
Okay. Or we're talking about a boy who maybe 13 or 14, he's always bumping into things and not
clumsy. Clumsy.
Okay. Or what would you say about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense?
You want me to say he's stupid.
All right, or he's a
dumb person.
Okay.
Anything else?
What about food?
Yeah, okay, he's a fool too.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say anything about that word fool, you know, to the effect that it shouldn't be used because of something in the Bible about it?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it was this person who's, she in one of these religions where they had to wear the skirts below the knees. And, she told my mother that, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't call nobody a fool because it's in the Bible or something. What it was.
What about a person who has a lot of money but he likes to hang on to it? He's a
tightwad.
Yeah. Now, if I use
cheap.
Okay. What about this word? If a child doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's of the dark.
Afraid of the dark.
Would you have a name for a child who's like that, who gets scared easily?
Darky. No, I wouldn't have one.
Okay. Or say if the children are out late and the money's so getting a little excited about it, her husband might say, well, now they'll be all right, just don't
worry.
Yeah. You wouldn't say she felt easy about it, you'd say she felt
unnerved.
Or what kind of easy?
Uneasy.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about a man who is afraid of something, you might say, well, he isn't afraid now, but he
was.
Are you used
to be?